This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. San Bernardino, Colorado Springs, Chattanooga, Newtown, Aurora, and now Kalamazoo has joined the list of American cities suddenly pushed right into the spotlight because of a mass shooting that's left 6 people dead and 2 wounded. Kalamazoo Mayor Bobby Hopewell is with us now. Welcome to the program, Mayor Hopewell.
Thank you very much.
Is there anything new you can share with us?
You know, this is an ongoing investigation, ongoing incident, certainly having the suspect in custody. There's much more that will come out as the investigation continues. As you know, he was arraigned yesterday and opted not to say much of anything.
It certainly seems that the alleged shooter, Jason Dalton's wife and children, have certainly been left stunned and shattered by what happened. Have you been able to speak with them, or do you plan to?
I hope to speak with many of the victims, or at least their families. I have spoken to the family of one of the individuals that is still hanging on at the hospital, and we're so happy about that. I have not had the opportunity to speak with Mr. Dalton's family at all.
What would you want to say to them? What would be your message?
Well, my message to them is pretty much the same as it's been for the entire community and certainly the other victims. They are victims, too, and just try to be strong. I know it's difficult, and we certainly as a community want to understand that you had nothing to do with this, and we need to be there for his wife and the children, and mainly just that we're here for you. I mean, what else can you do? We are a great community beyond this, and we're going to show that for all the victims as well as the suspect's family, because they are victims as well.
Mayor, it has to be completely surreal for people in Kalamazoo to see their hometown become the focus of such major news outlets. Is the attention of so many news outlets helpful or not?
Well, we certainly would and do love national attention. There's no doubt about it. Being the home of the Kalamazoo Promise and all of our children being able to go to college for free, that has been one of our major national spotlights. But this is not something we'd ever wish. This random act that has thrust us in the middle of this universe of problems as it relates to gun violence. Over 40 communities already this year. This is just sad, and we never thought we would be on that list. We never thought that, but we also don't live in a bubble. Our world has gotten smaller, and it just happens to be that ugly and evil landed here.
Now that you've been in the middle of this maelstrom, what would you like to see the media do differently in covering incidents like these, in covering mass shootings?
Well, we don't want the sensationalism, so everyone's talking about Uber, but understand there was no connection to any client or any passenger in Uber being killed or wounded by gunfire by this person. Mainly, this is someone who, in between their job on their breaks, decided to take an action, an ugly, ugly action, and harm people. And we have to remember that it is always about them, and they should be in the spotlight, and not the sensationalism of some of the things that you sometimes see. We are much more than what the national media has portrayed us to be.
What do you view, Mayor Hopewell, as the most important thing that you as the leader of the city can do for Kalamazoo right now?
I think this becomes a larger conversation about violence. And you know, Cynthia, that violence happens anywhere, happens in communities all over this nation, not just these mass incidents. And how do we make change in communities? How do we come together and maybe help this to be the last community that ever has something like this happen? I think that's the conversation. It's always about how do we make our community better, grow and develop, and maybe learn something through all of this tragedy.
Bobby Hopewell is the mayor of Kalamazoo. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.